As European Union foreign ministers begin the week in Brussels, Turkey tops the agenda. On Monday, Turkey moved one step closer to becoming an EU member. European Union leaders have agreed to examine Turkey's economic and monetary policy to make sure it's aligned with EU rules and regulations. It's a necessary step on the road to EU membership. Volkan Bozkır is Turkey's minister to the EU.
We express our strong commitment to reinvigorate the process and proceed in all chapters. Turkey expects to join the Union as an equal member with all the rights and obligations.
But some members of the European Parliament say Turkey will never grant full freedom of the press and full freedom of expression. That, too, is needed for EU membership. But the EU's top diplomat, Federica Mogherini, says membership talks must continue because Turkey is an invaluable ally. She met with Turkey's delegation visiting Brussels.
We discussed the common approach to counterterrorism and common work on foreign fighters, especially on the difficult border between Turkey and Syria, both ways. Foreign fighters entering into Syria and foreign fighters getting out of Syria back to Europe.
Counterterrorism also was high on the agenda during the meeting of EU foreign ministers. They're still working on how their countries can better share intelligence. Security expert Evgenia Vozova says it's the most important issue the EU can push in the wake of the Paris terror attacks.
Still, a lot of things should be done to improve the exchange of information between the security authorities on all the level between the countries within the European Union. But at the same time, as Paris attacks showed, there should be also an exchange of information improved with the countries beyond the borders of European Union.
And improving intelligence sharing will be discussed again in Brussels later in the week when a two-day EU leaders summit starts on Thursday. For CRI, I'm Kevin Ozebeck in Brussels.